Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah lamed beis. Lamed beis, it's the heart. And mitzvah lamed beis is shelo la'asos malacha b'shabbos. One is not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. Yesterday we spoke about the mitzvah saseh of zacha, remembering Shabbos. Today we speak about the lo saseh. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, shelo la'asos malacha b'yom ha'Shabbos anachnu. We are not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, we ourselves. V'lo naniach la'asos. And not also, we are not allowed to let Livanenu, our children, viavdenu, or our servants, ubehemosenu, or our animals. All of that is part of the Issa d'Oraisa of Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. The Menachas Chinuch obviously points out, the Sefer Chinuch himself says it first. Let's do the Chinuch. The Ein Safek, Yavah Bishakosav Hotzi, Issa Malacha, Banu, Ube Banu, Uba Abadim, Ube Behemos, Balav Echad, even though they're all included in one Issa, Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, there's obviously a difference between them. She'ein Ha'inyan Shaveh. Ki Ha'osa Malacha Begufo, Yishayev Misa's Bezdinim Humezit. If somebody does Malacha himself, they're Chayev Misa. If they did it, b'mezid, u'b'malachas acherim, ava b'isha musar aleim b'lav, and the others, if my animal does it, if my servant does it, there is a lav, but there is no even malchus. Lo yischav aleini afilu malchus, because he has the important principle, she'ein malchus la'olam, b'maisa acherim. One never gets malchus for an aveira that somebody else does. I could get malchus for causing an aveira. We had a couple of isurim al-yidei grama already, but this is the principle. So we paskin, I'm not allowed to do malacha, behema, my shvachos, my children. What about kalim? Kalim is not on the list. This is the discussion of the first parak of Masechta Shabbos. We paskin, shvisas kalim is mutter. I'm allowed to have my machine work for me. I can put a light on before Shabbos and still have a lid on Shabbos. That's my kli is working for me. My refrigerator is on when Shabbos starts, but still, we paskin shvisas kalim is mutter. As the Sefer Chinuch writes, if one does malacha b'Shabbos, one violates an iser skila. An iser skila, an iser misa, which is skila. The Mishnah Brura already picks up on this in his Akdama to Hilchos Shabbos, where he writes, I think we've mentioned this in the past, that a number of halachos that point to the fact of the importance of Hilchos Shabbos. Right, we know we spend a lot of time before Rosh Hashanah studying Hilchos Shofar. And before Chanukah, we're all getting psyched up tomorrow night, Be'ezrat Hashem, to light the first candles. And we spend a lot of time studying for Chanukah and getting ready for all the different Yom Tovim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what about Shabbos? Just because it comes every week doesn't mean that we can be less prepared for it. We have to do the best that we can. And says the Mishnah Berurah, three ideas. Two nigla and one nistar to prove the importance and the uniqueness of Hilchos Shabbos. The two nigla ideas are number one, the fact that if somebody is a mumar to any other aveira besides Shabbos, one is not deemed a mumar l'chol haTorah kula. Well, if somebody is a mumar to Shabbos, then he's not a Jew. He loses a specific element of being a Jew. It's a mumar l'chol haTorah kula. Like the Chavos Chaim writes on the pasuk in Kisisa, Os hi bein yevanechem. What do you mean, Os? Why is Shabbos a sign? The Chavos Chaim gives a well-known mashal. Let's say somebody opens up a store, Yossi Shoes. And he puts the sign up on top of the store, Yossi Shoes. And, okay, even if the door is closed, let's say at nighttime, the store is locked up. You know the shoe store is there, it'll be open tomorrow. Let's say Yossi goes away for a week to take a vacation. So you know, it's still there, the sign's still there, he's coming back. Once the sign's taken off, nobody knows what happened to him. Where is he? Is he coming back? He's lost his identification. Maybe he moved somewhere. O.C. B'nei Vanechem, Shabbos is a Jew's sign. Shabbos is a Jew's idea. ID. And therefore, as long as we have Shabbos, so that defines a person. Even Lamaisa, when we ask somebody, we say, oh, is he Shomer Shabbos? We don't say, oh, is he Shomer Shatnas? You know, we don't usually do that. We Shomer Shabbos defines who we are. So says the Mishnah Berurah in his Akdama to Chelek Gimel. Number one, Mumar LaShabbos is a Mumar LaChol haTorah Kula in contrast to all other Averis. Number two, we assume that punishments reflect Chumras HaAvera. The lesser punishments for Los Ases reflect a less Chumras HaAvera. In contrast to what we discussed 2 days ago, where there was an exception to the rule, the Rambam wrote that Losisa, use of swearing with God's name in vain, even though that that is a lo sase, but it is min hachamuros. Even though there's no misas, min hachamuros, the Rambam wrote in Hilchos Shuvah. But says the Mishnah Berurah here, generally we assume that onshim reflect chumras aveira. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Shabbos gets skila, which is worse than malchus and worse than any of the other dalim. He says bezdin, which could reflect its significance. He also talks there on the Kabbalistic level that every mitzvah and every aveira connects to another limb or another sinew in our body, 365, 248, and Shabbos is a defining one. It's probably connected to the heart, the brain, something of that sort, because we can't live without Shabbos. That's in terms of the importance and uniqueness of Hilchos Shabbos. The Chinuch now then continues and talks about somewhat of a, not a minor, but something that you wouldn't expect him to do right away, but he does because he's talking about what's included in this Aveira. So he spoke about him, the person himself, and the children, and the avadim. And what about the animals? So the Chinuch quotes a machlokes rishonim related to the halacha of mechamer. What does mechamer mean? So the Gemara talks about mechamer. Is a machlokes? What is mechamer? The Rambam says mechamer means I plow with my animal, and I'm holding the plow behind him. That could be an issa daraisa, because even though I'm using the animal, but I'm doing the plowing. The Ramban says that can't be mechamer. That's an issa daraisa of choresh. Choresh means you either use your shovel or you use the animal. So mechamer just means you lead your animal. Your animal's carrying a bundle. You lead your animal. Your animal's working for you, not actually doing choresh. So that is a discussion. We're not going to go into it so much now, but those are the next two big paragraphs of the Chinuch. He discusses the issur of mechamer, which is included as an issur daraisa, even though it's not a chiyuv hamitzvah. Mishar she mitzvah zu, the Chinuch continues in the next paragraph. The shorash of the mitzvah is obviously shaniya pnuya miachzkeinu l'chvod yom, that we have time to think about the day. Shabbos is not a bunch of don'ts. Shabbos is a bunch of don'ts, lo sasa kol malacha, in order to come to the proper appreciation. L'kvoa b'naf shoseinu emunas chidash olam. It's a day of positive understanding and positive havana and recognition that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Obviously, there's physical elements of Shabbos as well. The mitzvah of owning Shabbos. Rashi says in Maseches Beitza that the definition of Neshama Yisera, Rashi and Daf Tezayin, the definition of Neshama Yisera is that we eat things and there's a special taste on Shabbos. Chalent doesn't taste the same. Eat chalent, even on Thursday night, late after a mishmar, chalent doesn't taste the same as it does on Shabbos. Because that's the Neshama Yisera. Rashi says it beferish in Maseches Beitza. So that is, obviously there's a physical element, but says the Chinuch, the spiritual element is primary. Vishen nizkar b'yom echad b'kol shavua, shavua, sha'olam nivra b'sheis hasyamim, and Shabbos is zechel ma'asebreishis, remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the day and created the world in 6 days. U'b'shvilo nivra davar, nothing was created on Shabbos. So we reenact, so to speak, Maisa Brachos every single week. Rav Nevenzal, we mentioned this in a Parsha Shir last year, Rav Nevenzal asks, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to create the world in 7 days? Why couldn't he do it in 1 day? In Pirkei Avos, they asked that question also. But he said, wouldn't it be just create the world in 2 days? 7 days. So it says Rav Nevenzal, imagine a world where every day is either Erev Shabbos or Shabbos. It can't exist like that. Today's Erev Shabbos, Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Shabbos. That's what we would have to do if the world was created in a day or 2 days. So it says the Rav Nevenzal is just, it'd make it easier upon us. You can't have a world functioning. Kadosh Baruch Hu had to create a functioning world, and that is the reason that he took, part of the reason that he took 7 days. Continuing, moving right along, the next paragraph says the Chinuch, besides Maisa Brachos, Shabbos is also Kineged, as we know, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Umilvad Zachiras Chidash HaOlam, Yesh Bo Zachiras Neis Mitzrayim. Besides Maisa Brachos, is remembered to Mitzrayim, Shehayinu Avadim Sham, Velo Hayinu Yecholom Lanuach, we had no time to rest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded and saved us and commanded us to rest on the seventh day. This idea that he mentions that Shabbos is both Zechel Maisa Brachos and Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, we mentioned both of those in our davenings, but it goes a little deeper. How do we know, Lo Sazach HaMalachis, the space is for 39 Malachis, Lamates Malachis. How do we know what the 39 Malachis are? So there are three Pshatim in the Mefarshim. Rabbi Sachs likes to point out the Zohar. There's a Zohar in Parshas Pinchas, which says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with 39 malachas. So on Shabbos, whatever that means, so on Shabbos we rest from the 39 malachas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol rested from those malachas on Shabbos. That's one idea. That's Zecher L'Maaseh Brachos. A second idea, which the Chinuch also mentioned, Derech Agav, is based on a Tosfos Msachim, on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We say Shabbos is Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. How is that? So the Chinuch already alluded to it, that we didn't have any time to rest on in Mitzrayim, and Hashem saved us. But the Tosfos there, Msachim, goes one step further. V'shamati b'meharam, sheyesh b'medrash, l'fisha b'mitzrayim, avdu b'hem Yisrael b'parech. We had to do back-breaking labor, avodas perech. Perech, says Tosas, pei reish chaf, if you do atbash. Atbash is the darshanic code that you switch the first letter of the Aleph Beis and the last letter of the Aleph Beis. Aleph Tov, Beis Shin, Gimel Reish, Dalet Kuf, you switch all of them. So if you use atbash, Perech, hard work, is Vagal, Vav Gimel Lamed, which altogether equals 39. Meaning, Avodas Perech, we had to do the 39 Malachas in Mitzrayim. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us, we were Nigal mi Mitzrayim, his here on Shabbos, Lishpos mi, Osan Lamedas Malachas. So that fits, that if we had to do all these backbreaking labors in Mitzrayim, so when we were freed from Mitzrayim, Shabbos is Zecher, Leitzias Mitzrayim. So those are the two of the less known sources for the 39 Malachas, Los Asaka Malacha. The most famous one, and the one that we pask in Lamaisa, is the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Mem Teslam Abayis, where we know that the Gemara Chazal Darshin, Rashi quotes this a number of times in his Pirush al Torah, that a number of times in the Torah, Shabbos and the Mishkan are put one next to each other. They're juxtaposed next to each other. Why is that? Chazal say, because we learn everything related to Hilchah Shabbos from the Mishkan. Whatever they did in the Mishkan, we are not allowed to do on Shabbos. They plowed, so we can't plow. They clean, so we can't clean. That is the general accepted view. The Chayadim quotes as the Nilcha Shabbos, but that is what we hold. There is an interesting machlokes. The Egle Tal points out this machlokes in the introduction to his Sefer. Rov Rishonim assume, what does it mean of Mishkan? We learned it out from the Mishkan. Most assume that it means the daily avoda in the Mishkan. What they did on a daily basis, that's what we're not allowed to do. Rav Haigon, quoted by Rashi in Masechah Shabbos, Rav Haigon says, maybe, he has a different suggestion. He says that has to do with binyan ha-mishkan. All the malachas that they did when they built the mishkan, that's what we can't do. Right, so for example, the Gemara says, bishul, what's the av malacha of bishul? Is it bishul? Is it ofeh? They baked every day in the mishkan. They baked karban minchas. They baked the lechem aponim. They baked the shtei alechem shavuos time. They baked. But the Gemara says bishul was the malacha. So is it bishul? Is it afia? That could be a machlokas between Rav Haigon versus other Rishonim. Okay, so those are three ideas related to the lamates malachas. Okay, moving right along. The next paragraph he talks about dini hamitzvah kagon mayim adram shenigram ikar malachas. What's considered a malacha? What's not called a malacha? You can look in Maseches Shabbos, and he says obviously there are dinim drabanan which have a special name in halacha. Dinim drabanan of Shabbos are called shavusim, and then he says. And also, it's important to know the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pehei that Shabbos is pushed aside when a life is in danger. Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos, says the Minchas Chinuch. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Kisisa points out that this is interesting. That on the one hand, Shabbos is one of the most serious crimes. Los Asakom Malachi gets skeel if we violate. And yet, if a life's in danger, push it off. It's like a weekday. Why? Says the Meshech Chachma, because Shabbos is nothing without the Jews. Shabbos is all about Eidus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But it's not an inherent value. It's not like we spoke a couple of days ago about the Maharal, the Gilei Raya Shvichas Tamim of Avodah Zarah. Those three are inherently abhorrent, and you can't do those. Shabbos, without the Jew being made to Shabbos, there is no Shabbos. So it must make sense that even though it's so serious if a Jew violates Shabbos, but a Jew's needing to keep Shabbos, if a Jew's life's in danger, so then we push aside all laws. Be'emes, kedushas haShabbos, nidcheis, be'bnei nafsho she Yisrael, ki im ein Yisrael leka Shabbos ba'olam, umi ya'idu al shvisos ha'shem, mimaso ba'kadmuso ba'olam. Achenem im Yisrael ha'shamar es haShabbos, hu garua v'nivze af b'na mehema, v'niska v'zeo kaparaso. And he gets shot in the pasuk, keep Shabbos because it is holy. Lachem, to you, to the Jew, it is holy. That's what it's all about. Even though, if somebody violates it when they have the ability to keep it, so then they will surely die. The Meshech Chachma says you have that dichotomy when it comes to malachas on Shabbos. It finishes off the chinuch, v'noheges b'chol makom v'chol zman, Shabbos, Hilcha Shabbos, the Yisurim of Shabbos apply to all time, men and women. Why women? Shabbos is the ultimate Zeran Grama, because Chazal Darshin, the Hekesh of Shamar V'Zachar. Usually a Hekesh means you have two words next to each other in the Torah, so you compare the two. Once in a while, you have a Hekesh that is a different kind of Hekesh. Shamar V'Zachar, B'dibur Echa Nemru. Shamar V'Zachar, one's in Yisra, one's in Veschan, and they're very far away from each other. But we know Chazal tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu said it at the exact same time. Shamar v'Zachar, Shamar in Veschanan and Zachar in Yisro. So if he said it at the same time, that's also a Hekesh. So we compare whoever is included in the Isurim of Shabbos, they're included in the Essays of Shabbos. So here, obviously, this is an Isurim. So obviously women are included. It's just that Hekesh includes them even in the Mitzvah Asay of Shabbos. In Kiddush, in Lechem Mishnah, in all the Mitzvahs Asay, Shalashudis. Women are included as well. So women are included here, obviously because it's a Los Asay, I correct myself. The overall law b'meiz in niskal, and if somebody violates, they get skila, as we spoke about before, as long as there are edim and hasra. Very important principle, you can't learn this mitzvah without mentioning, is that, as we said before, all Malach HaShabbos are learned out from the Mishkan, so there are two very special words in Parshas Vayakel, which is the basis of much discussion in Hilchas Shabbos, and that is the Mishkan's Malacha is defined as Malachas Machsheves, thought out craftsman work. That's how the Mishkan's Malacha is defined. Chazal assume the same thing for Hilchas Shabbos. I'm only Chayav D'Oraisa on Shabbos if I do thought out perfect craftsmanship work. Malachas Machsheves. If it's not Malachas Machsheves, so then I am not going to be Chayav on Shabbos. Most of the time, that principle is used as a kula in Hilchas Shabbos. Even if something could be a Maisa outside of Hilchas Shabbos, it's not called a Maisa within Hilchas Shabbos. Once in a while, it's used as a chumrah. We've mentioned the Minchas Asher has a whole list. He has all the, I think it's in Parshas Vayakel, whole list of all the Malachas Machsheveses. Malachas Shnei Svichal Gufa, Darvah Shnei Miskavin, Makalkel, Masasek, Shinui, Grama. All of those, Shnaim Sasa'uhu, all of those might be based on the principle of Malachas Machsheves. Some of them are obviously based on Malachas Machsheves. Some of them only according to some of Farshim. Okay, we're not going to go through all of those now, but that is just a principle to be aware of. The Minchas Chinuch here has 25 pages, because this is where he talks about all the Malachas of Shabbos. We are not going to talk about all the Malachas of Shabbos. We're going to pick a couple of general points related to Malachas Shabbos. Let's go back to the beginning of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch, first of all, in Oz Beis, discusses the concept of Hasra, which is one of his pet topics. Minchas Chinuch likes to quote the Rashi in Shavuos on Daf Chaf. Rashi there says that when one gives Hasra, one has to mention the Pasuk. If you violate this Avera, you're going to violate Losis Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav. So says the Minchas Chinuch. So Pashtus, for all anything in Hilchas Shabbos, no matter what Malacha it is, you should just have to mention this Pasuk. Losasa Kol Malacha. He says, what about there is one Malacha that, or two malachas, let's say, two malachas that there's an extra pasuk in the Torah for them. Well, Savar Weish B'chol Moshvo Seichem, lighting a fire, and also there's a pasuk by Hotza'a. But by those two, says the Minchas Chinuch, I think you can mention either pasuk. But, L'chorah says the Minchas Chinuch, you should be able to mention just this pasuk of Losasa Kol Malacha. You don't have to mention which Av you're going to violate. There are some Rishonim that hold you do have to mention the right Av. Some say you just can't mention the wrong Av. That is a discussion in Os Beis. The Minchas Chinuch continues in Oz Dalid, where he says there are some malachos that have a shear that is required and some not. The Gemara, the Mishnah says a choresh kol shehu. The Mishnah says ha boneh kol shehu. Some malachas have no shear. Some malachas do have a shear. Kosev, you have to write two letters. Orek, shnei chutin. Some malachas, you have to do two things. Tosfos is bothered by this. Tosfos in Shabbos Davayin Gimel, on the Mishnah about the Avos Malachas, Tosfos wonders why by some malachos a shear is listed in the Mishnah, and some malachos a shear is not listed in the Mishnah. Tzorech lefarish, loma pirish kanu ba'oregu botzeo v'tofer v'kosev shear tfeimim bashar. Why do some have a shear and why some do not have a shear? Tosfos is bothered by that question. So the Achronim say maybe it's just, these are short, just write, shtei tfiris, right? Shtei osios. It's kind of short, doesn't take that much to write those. But other Achronim, the Sfas Emes, on the Mishnah is a very fundamental teretz. And that is, sometimes you have malachos that require a shear because without the shear, it's definitional to the malacha. You need a shear, and without that shear, it's what's called chatzi malacha, not chatzi shear. For example, the Meiri writes that if I do an akira without a hanacha, we know the malacha of hotzah, you have to pick it up in one rishus and put it down in another rishus. Akira and a hanacha. If you only do an akira, it's a drabanan. Ask the Meiri, what about chatzi shear asam and a Torah? No! Chatzi shear there, that's really a chatzi malacha. It's definitional to the malacha to do the entire act. So the Sfas Emes on that Mishnah on Shabbos, Afayin Gimel says, maybe this applies to two malachas as well. Let's say if you have kosef, shtei osios, two letters, it's not just writing, one letter, it's not a chatzi shir. If you don't have two letters, it's not even the definition of the malacha. Moving right along in the Minchas Chinuch, trying to get in a couple of more items, in Ozvav, he talks about how this malacha does not include non-Jews. Not include non-Jews, only anybody related to me. And my children, my animals, that's the malacha, losasaka malacha. But when it comes to non-Jews, a goy is allowed to do malacha. Not only that, he has to do malacha. We know a goy shashavas chayim misa. A goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. There is, of course, an iser derabanan of amir la'akum, asking a goy to do malacha for me on Shabbos. There is one day, there's a smag in mitzvah, in the mitzvah ayin, lo sase ayin hey, say for Mrs. Gado, where he has an opinion there that maybe Amir Lakam is nisa daraisa, based on another pasuk, but we assume that Amir Lakam is nisa darabanan. Three ideas in the Rishonim behind the Issad Rabbanan. Why can't I ask a guy to do malacha for me on Shabbos? It's not in the Torah. Why is it also in the Rabbanan? Shvi says Kalim is mutter totally. So why can't I ask a guy to do something? So the Rambam says in Ilcha Shabbos, Gzera. You can ask a guy to do malacha for you, so you might come to do it. Simple Gzera. Number one, Rashi in Meseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Tezvav says it's a violation of Mimso Chefsucha V'Dabar Davar. We're supposed to talk differently on Shabbos, and therefore, if I ask a guy to do something for me on Shabbos, that's a violation of a Dabar Davar. And finally, the third idea is a Rashi in the end of Maseches Shabbos, at the beginning of the last parak, where Rashi says maybe there's a concept of Shlichus, Lechumra, when it comes to a guy. Even though generally a guy is excluded from the concept of Shlichus, but in some context we say that Yesh Shlichus L'Goy Lechumra. So if he does Malacha for me, it's as if I did it. Shlichus. Those are three ideas behind the Isser of Amira La'akum on Shabbos. Okay, there's a lot more to discuss here. If you turn all the way to the back, after the Malachas, on page Kuf Ayin Ches, in my in the Black Menachas Chinuchs, in Oz Gimel there, he discusses the concept of Pikuach Nefesh. As we know, Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos. The Rishonim discuss, the Ran and Yuma discusses, what about for a fetus, pregnant woman? Am I allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for a fetus? So, generally, we assume if there's danger to the fetus, it's probably danger to the mother as well. So, you can be Mechal Shabbos for that. But let's say, theoretically, you know for sure there's only danger to the fetus. Are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? So, the Achronim explain, yes. Why? Because the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pehe quotes many different sources why one is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. One is V'chai Bahem V'lo Shayamas Bahem, but the other source is a Svara. Chalel Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmar Shabbosos Harbe. Violate one Shabbos, so you can keep a lot of other Shabbosim. So that's Svara Lachor applies to a fetus as well. Be mechal this one, so you can have a life full of Torah and mitzvahs and Shabbos specifically. So that is general. That is what we hold related to chalal Shabbos. Achad Yishpar Shabbos as Harbe. One can violate in order to save the life of a fetus. Again, there's a lot more here. The Menachas Chinuch towards the end, the Oz Yud Zayin points out, we don't get to it yet, but for every losa asay of Shabbos, there's also an asay that goes along with it. There's an asay of Shabbason, which we're going to have later, not separate from Zachos Yom Shabbos Lakacho. There's a mitzvah asay not to do malacha on Shabbos. The mitzvah of Shabbason. So anytime I don't do a malacha on Shabbos in a place where I could have, I also get a mitzvah asay related to that as well. Okay, obviously there's a lot more here, Malacha Shabbos, but we will have to stop here. But we will continue tomorrow with the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'im. Have a good day.